on this Friday morning. Let's go beyond the playbook. Matt Sabuda joining us. Good morning, Matt.
A happy Friday morning to you.
Yes, a very happy, Matt, because now we get to talk about the 3-0 Buffalo Bills. Let's take a look back. Tell us what you thought.
Oh, man, yeah, 3-0. The 3-0 Buffalo Bills, it's not a phrase that's been uttered in 8 years, as I'm sure many listeners, they probably heard throughout the week. But believe it or not, it's actually the third time since the 1992 season only that the Bills have started 3-0. And it's, you know, kind of simultaneously fun, also moderately depressing for Bills fans who, you know, they don't need a ton of reminders of the Bills' run of futility. So sorry about that. But it's also Patriots week, so more of that to come probably. And the Bills, they got to this 3-0. By taking care of the business that they were expected to take care of last weekend against the Cincinnati Bengals in a 21-17 win that was much closer than it should have been. And the game against Cincinnati was largely a microcosm of, I guess, the still micro season of just three games. The Bills' defense, they were excellent. Offense was uneven, but flashed the needed talent to win. And the biggest trend that the Bills are going to have to correct as they move forward is completely disappearing in the third quarter so far. After dominating 14-0 in the first half, Buffalo looked like just a different team when they came out of the tunnel after halftime, allowing the Bengals to get right back into the game and eventually gave up the lead to Cincinnati for the first time all day with just 5 minutes left to play in the game. The Bills' offense, they once again rose to the occasion when needed and put together a 78-yard game-winning touchdown drive that the defense would seal with a game-clinching interception on Cincinnati's final drive. But it's that third-quarter disappearing act that just once again put them in such a close situation in the first place. Through three games, the Bills have scored just three third-quarter points. Whoa. Total. And are averaging just a little over 32 yards in that quarter over three games. And against a team like the Patriots, taking a quarter off, it's just not going to cut it.
Yeah, let's talk about the Patriots. Of course, they also come in at 3-0 this weekend. So it's a battle for supremacy in the AFC East.
Oh, Jay, I've been optimistic through 3 weeks. That ends now. And, you know, it's not so much pessimism as it is realism. The Bills certainly look improved, but once again, uneven on offense, like I was saying before. The Patriots, however, look as though this may be the best version of their team in recent years. And that's just crazy. I mean, it's saying a lot for a team that's been to 9 Super Bowls in the last 18 seasons. Won 6 of them, and if that weren't bad enough, they're threatening the one Bills record that the Super Bowl era teams could claim as their own, and that was that no one had been to 4 straight Super Bowls and likely wouldn't again. That's what we've heard. And, well, in come this year's Patriots, who, if they advance to the big game, well, that'll make it 4 in a row, and they're going to be attempting to win their 3rd in that span. So if you're driving, I really hope your head just didn't explode or, you know, you got sick or something. But it sets the big picture and also the immediate picture stage for this matchup. While Bills fans, I think, have plenty of reason to finally be optimistic for the future, I just don't think the team is there yet for Sunday. And unlike previous versions of the Patriots, this year's version, it's not just been about Tom Brady, but to make things more daunting, New England's defense comes into Orchard Park allowing a league best 0 touchdowns. Whoa. Through 3 games. You know, and there's people who might say, well, you know, the Patriots played bad teams in the first 3 games. Well, true, but consider their no touchdown streak extends back to 4 games to the Super Bowl when they held the NFC champion Rams to just 3 points. All of that background, you know, it also creates a really great test for the Bills on Sunday. And, you know, while I really don't expect to see them come away with a win, I am excited to see how they measure up against the definitive NFL measuring stick. Can Josh Allen exceed the Patriots' average of 162 yards per game that they're allowing opposing quarterbacks? Can the Bills end the Patriots' defense no touchdown streak, as I was just mentioning? Also, can the Bills' defense, which has looked downright dominant through 3 games of their own, continue their run against the best quarterback in NFL history? I almost feel like I need to finish by telling fans to tune into the same bat time, same bat channel, something like that, to see the good guy Bills finally slay, hopefully, the New England Patriots and usher in a new era at New Era Field. Maybe don't hold your breath, but boy, wouldn't that be fun.
Wow, you've got me ready to go, Matt, and I think you got all of our listening audience ready to go as well. Thanks, as always, for going beyond the playbook.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.